And on Saturday, the New South Wales state election, returning Mike Baird to power for another 4 years. And when we want to talk politics, I think there is one man in New South Wales in particular with his finger on the pulse, and we welcome him to the grill team, Alan Jones. Good morning.
Just 1 second, boys. I'm just doing a live read. So, ladies, if you want the carpet to match the drapes, see my friends at Greg McCallum Carpets. He knows exactly what to do, and he'll blow his whistle for you. It's 24 and a quarter minutes past six on the Rock of the 90s, 2GB. Sorry, boys, had to pay the bills.
Oh, no worries at all, Alan. Nah, look, thank you very much for joining us. What did you think of the state election result?
Well, sanity has prevailed, Amanda. I tell you what, it is amazing. The evil dragon of Labor has been slayed for another 4 years, and the hero of this amazing bedtime story for 4 million people is Michael Louise Baird. Not since Frodo threw a golden ring into a hot river of burning lava has somebody stared in the face of evil and said, "Not on my watch, darling." And with a stroke of a pencil, the good people of New South Wales lifted him high above our shoulders like a grand final winning coach at the SCG in 1982. And I tell you what, he is a man who may have the personality of a Ken Doll, but he's a winner. And that's a winner in my book.
Yeah, Alan, yes, about that. The Baird love is a bit much in the media, isn't it, Alan?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so, Jonesy. I'll tell you this. I mean, I don't think so because he can finish a Rubik's Cube. He can score 11th billion in Candy Crush. He can restock your local Bunnings all before us normals take a dump in the morning. I mean, he's a very special boy. I mean, Gussie, I am saying he's Hillary Hanley special. Breaking news, Mike Baird is the new Black Pearl.
Wow, that is big news.
Big call.
What about Labor? They say they're back in the fight for the next election. What are your thoughts on that, Alan?
Well, of course they'd say that, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they, Amanda? I mean, I tell you this. I mean, that's like saying the Raiders almost beat the Roosters yesterday. It's just ludicrous. Labor, they're about as popular as a wet fart in a sauna, but at least a wet fart knows how to balance the budget. Holy moly.
Now, come on, Alan, at least Luke Foley ran a good scare campaign.
Oh, poppycock. Absolute poppycock, Josie, because I'll tell you this. I mean, not even a baby would have got a frown with all that Chinese PowerPoint rubbish. Absolute garbage. No one runs a scare campaign like a professional, and let me tell you how it works. It's pretty simple. Did you know that coal seam gas makes children fat? It makes puppies cry, and it ruined the last season of The Block. That's how you scare people. That's what you've got to do. You've got to pepper in a few facts. And who cares if a few bong-smoking greens get elected?
Well, Alan, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Oh, pleasure. I'd say I'd be listening back to this on podcast on my iPhone, but forfeits a bugger all, because I just got the brand new album by Andre Rieu. I tell you what, he is magnificent. Oh, just incredible. Better than that noise work shit that you guys play.